Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, I believe it was the Segment 18 folks who sent us this hot takes game. If not, I know a listener sent it to us, and it's pretty great. We did it once before, and we had you'd go in teams and take each other on. Two on two. One team defends the card. One team attacks the card.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it a little different.
Okay.
I have random cards here. One of you will take the card, make your hot take, and then any other single person may assume the opposite position.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's going to go first?
I'll go.
Okay? Choose wisely.
Camping sucks. It's the worst. Why would you leave the comfort of your very comfortable, lovely home to sit out in the woods for a full, what, weekend? Maybe a week? To sleep on the wet ground, to eat garbage food that you have to cook over a fire. You're going to be cold. You're going to be hot. You're never going to be comfortable. Your kids are going to be complaining the entire time because, I don't have my iPad. What's the Wi-Fi password? Camping is the worst.
I personally think that camping is the best. Getting out of your comfort zone. You're too comfortable at home. You got to get out there and get close to the earth. Ground it down a little bit. You know, put your bare feet on some dirt. It's great. Eat some of that food that you're like, wow, this is plain and gross. Get back to the old days and tell them kids to shut the hell up. Camping's good for the soul.
No.
Is that what
waking up in a cool tent, though, like especially right around this time of the year, perfect time to go camping. Oh, God, I love it so much.
I don't trust you. Why? Because you always come in here saying, wow, y'all, I did it. I slept in the yard again.
Because I like camping.
I woke up soaking wet because it rained.
Yeah, we put up a tent, but then we took the top off it.
We wanted to see the stars because it was beautiful.
I wanted to end up covered in dew.
It was nice.
Yeah. You know, you can do all the things that you say you like, Kelly, without sleeping out there. You can put your feet in the dirt.
Yeah,
you can
put your feet barefoot in my yard all the time.
Yeah, put a skylight.
You can even
in
go
room.
Outside in the dark.
No, I just like camping. Camping is nice. Tents are fun. Setting it all up and getting out like a little room outside. It's great.
Mm-mm.
It's a whole experience everybody should experience.
No, I mean, but yeah, I'm kind of.
But also, don't take your kids. Kids are never fun camping.
Well, they don't like it for more than 5 seconds. Mine always ask if they're like, I want to go camping. I'm like, you don't really.
Yeah, maybe one night tops.
You know, sometimes when I say you have to play outside for 2 hours to get iPad and you all sit near the porch and ask what time it is for an hour. That's like camping. Sort of.
Yeah, it can get kind of boring if you're just sitting around.
Yep.
You got to have a little fire and some camp games and some good food.
Yeah, I mean, camping is really only good with a couple of buddies, and you can have a fire and like drink a couple of beers.
Now you're talking.
I mean, really.
All right, Hovings, I'm going to come over there. You choose a card.
Okay, sounds great. Okay.
Maitland, did you hear the setup for this? Did I just startle you?
No.
Okay. It seemed like I might have startled you by saying your name and talking to you in a normal voice. That's very concerned. You or Kelly or Steve, after Hot Wings defends the card, may choose the counterpoint and to counter assail him with your words.
Yeah.
Okay.
I look forward to that because my belief is that women are kinder than men. And I have to go no further than just driving in an automobile. Now, I have had women flip me off, but not nearly as often as men, and I've never felt that a woman was going to kill me, whereas I have with road raging men. And so that's just a small little tidbit of life is driving. But even in regular day-to-day life, women are almost always kinder than men. Men can be real macho, testosterone-filled D-bags.
Well, that may be true, Hot Wings. Have you ever seen the way women treat women? Judgmental, cruel. Who invented the term frenemy? Women. You hear a woman go out with her best friends? You're not in this. A, B, C. See your way out.
That's right, yeah.
Typical woman interrupting to tell me what my thoughts should be.
Typical man being a D about it.
You're not in this. By the way, saying that, calling me a D, that was not very nice.
Oh,
that's the actions of a mean, mean person.
That's not kind.
It's not your fault, Kelly. It comes to you genetically.
No, that was the reaction to your action.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk back to me.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's woman's.
And rather than what'd you just say? I'm on your side, Hot Wings. I was gonna flick this guy off over here, free beer guy, but I'm giving him a thumbs up instead because I'm kind.
Yeah.
That didn't seem passive aggressive at all.
I give thumbs up on the road all the time to people who are being D-bags. I'm like, you're doing great.
You know what? I take it back, Hot Wings. You're right. Yeah. Women are nicer than men. They just don't know their place. I'm just kidding.
They know their place sometimes.
Makes me nervous when both Maitland and Kelly do this. Even though I know I'm kidding. That other people. All right. Kelly, this one's yours.
Okay. I will take this one. Why did mine gotta be like this? Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but any day of the week, I would rather give up cheese than oral sex. I would rather give up cheese than oral sex. Yeah. I would never, ever eat cheese again in my life.
I mean, it makes sense. Only one of those makes you fart uncontrollably.
My fiance really likes, or my husband really likes that. I'd give up cheese any day.
Does anyone be pro cheese, less oral? That might be really easy. I like pizza with cheese on it, but I could live without it.
I mean, to be honest, I've spent way more of my life without oral than without cheese.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Cheese has never let me down. Oh. Cheese has never said no. Cheese has never said I'm tired.
Cheese has never dragged its teeth across me.
Yeah.
That's nice sometimes, though. Don't lie.
It's got to be the right way.
Some people like that.
I've never had a lady laying on a table at a wedding going, come here and eat me. Cheese has.
Yeah.
So I'm picking cheese, honestly, as much as I like the other one. Man, sure do love the consistency and availability of cheese.
Yeah, do you ever go to the grocery store and try to check out the availability of oral sensations?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But there's a whole wall of cheese, sometimes a wall and an island next to the deli.
Yeah, I can pick and choose. I don't have to settle for just one cheese.
There's no shredded oral. There's no melted oral. There's no mixed Mexican oral.
Mix all those cheeses together.
Yeah.
Monterey Jack and a sharp cheddar, same time, not a problem. Nobody's complaining about
fancy
that.
Fancy French oral comes wrapped in tin foil. None of that. Maitland, you want to try it?
Yeah.
Okay. One through five.
Okay.
Just tell me. I'll read it to you.
Hold it up to the glass.
Three.
This is actually something Maitland told us yesterday. Halloween is the best holiday.
Oh, yes. Halloween is the best holiday. I 100% agree. It's colorful. There's lots of candy. People in your life who are generally very scary get to feel comfortable in that scariness for a day. And I think that that's beautiful. And kids have fun with it. I think you get more of the warm fuzzies around Halloween than you do Christmas.
You kind of also described Easter, though.
Nah. No, because Easter, I guess Easter is spooky.
Nah.
Yeah.
I disagree.
I don't know. I mean, on Easter, a guy died and then rose from the dead.
Yeah, but there's no stores called Spirit Easter.
No, that's true.
Spirit Halloween.
You got me there. There's never a pop-up in an empty Staples during March.
That's a good point. You might have won on that one.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right, I'm going to do one.
Okay.
A lot of you are afraid to say this. Some of you wouldn't even think it. But Kim Kardashian is more famous and more important to American culture than Beyonce. If Beyonce had two names, no one would think she was special at all. Just another lady who couldn't cut it with her friends. Another example of how women can't stay together because they're toxic to each other. Now Beyonce's on her own, but Kim Kardashian still has a show with her family. She knows what's important. Family first. And talent-wise, I don't think there's any question that Kim Kardashian is the more talented of the two performers. I have never watched a Beyonce video, and there's at least one Kim Kardashian video I have watched a lot for years, over and over again, and her performance is pretty authentic.
Let me tell you something. Beyonce does have two names. It's Beyonce Knowles.
Yeah,
and
Knowles,
but
one cares about it.
She doesn't use it.
She doesn't have to because she's just Beyonce. The people with one name are the most famous, like Prince, Madonna. I could go on, but I'm running out of examples.
Mm.
Also, you want to talk about family-oriented?
Everybody's into Fabio. He has one name.
Yeah.
Nice example.
That man was beautiful, and he knows his butter.
The best thing he ever did was get hit in the face with a bird on a roller coaster.
You know what? She's also family-oriented. Her dad was her manager for, like, ever.
Yeah, like
and
stage
now, guess
dad.
What? Her child dances with her on stage.
Oh.
Blue Ivy.
Child exploitation.
Another generation.
Nope.
Thanks, honey, boo-boo.
People love it. People love it. She's out there giving her daughter
Honey
the Bebe, kind of
is that what they call her?
Every young woman needs.
Nepotism. Right there.
Spaghetti fluff or whatever she eats.
Uh-huh. Kim Kardashian's been married how many times? And her ex-husband, Kanye West, total garbage.
Yeah, that's why she
Absolute
kicked him to the curb.
Garbage.
He's a giant loser. Wasn't good enough for her at the beginning, and she realized that. But she gave him a chance because she's willing to date down. Unlike Beyonce, who had to find a mogul with his own headphone company.
No, Beyonce is the queen of America. And Kim Kardashian is a peasant in comparison.
Oh, sorry. You don't feel the right answer.
There's no
this
one that agrees
dumb.
With you.
I love how worked up Kelly is over every one of these. That's what someone said. Over everything Freebeer says. Yeah, I'm an antagonist.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, though, Beyonce didn't get to announce the Super Bowl performer.
Wasn't she a Super Bowl performer at one point?
Yeah, like a while ago.
Also, her husband.
So
I
is up
the
with
one
people.
Who decides it.
Yeah.
So and yeah, and Jay-Z decides who it is.
That does. Yeah, that probably is a factor. So, yeah, she had to marry into power. Mm-hmm. Another victory for us. Wow. I like
all over your opinions.
You know I don't believe it.
I know.
And it's still annoying.
Yeah.
Just like I just like your reaction noises.
As we barfing on your opinion.
You sound like the Kardashian video I watched.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.